Alaska's healthcare costs are among the highest in the world, and the state chartered Alaska Healthcare Commission has spent the last year trying to figure out why. It's a complicated problem, and finding answers is not easy, but a lot of dedicated people from all aspects of the industry are giving it a try. APRN's Annie Feit has this first report in a series on the high cost of healthcare in the state.
About 18 months ago, the president of Premera Blue Cross Blue Shield in Alaska started hearing something different from his clients. Jeff Davis says after years or even decades of spiraling healthcare premiums, employers in Alaska started saying enough is enough.
They have always been an issue, but it has just gotten to the point where it's almost too painful to bear.
The average private health insurance premium is about 30% higher in Alaska. Health insurance premiums are a reflection of healthcare costs. Those costs are increasing at an unsustainable rate across the country, but they are especially high in Alaska. Davis says the reasons are all ones we've heard before.
It's distance, it's geography, it's transportation, and it's supply and demand. And in healthcare, I think supply and demand is a big part of that.
Davis is a member of the Alaska Healthcare Commission, which has been trying to figure out what's driving the cost of healthcare in the state. The commission just issued a series of reports that start to get at some answers. They compare costs in Alaska to states in the Pacific Northwest, Hawaii, and two low-population states, Wyoming and North Dakota. In most cases, everything from a basic doctor's office visit to heart surgery costs more in Alaska. In some cases, a lot more. Dr. Ward Hurlburt chairs the commission. He says it would help if the price of healthcare was more transparent.
Going to the doctor, going to the emergency room is unlike almost all other purchases that we make. If you buy a car, it's a big purchase, but you know what it's going to cost you. When you go to the doctor, when you go to the emergency room, you don't know.
Dennis McMillan is president of the 4-Acre Group. He spent the last 20 years trying to find affordable health care plans for nonprofits in Alaska. He says initially he was trying to find a silver bullet to solve the problem. He now knows that doesn't exist. But he says one key is for Alaskans to simply live healthier lifestyles. That's because the majority of health care spending goes for chronic diseases, many of them preventable.
People have lost sight that health is not because you go to see a doctor. Health is because you eat right, you exercise, you don't smoke, you don't drink too much, you don't do things that hurt your body. And that if you do all those things, you can have all the doctors and all the insurance in the world and you're not going to be healthy.
McMillan says overall, the problem is a depressing one because the issues are immense and the system is so complex. Dr. Noah Laufer, a primary care physician who was a member of the Healthcare Commission, agrees, but he thinks there are ways to nip at the problem. He says a renewed focus on primary care is one solution because it can keep people from needing expensive procedures or specialists.
For example, if I have a long-term relationship with you as a patient and you come in and you have bronchitis, in another setting, like an emergency room, I might want to get a chest x-ray. But if I know you well, and we're open tomorrow and on Saturday, and you can come in and get a chest x-ray, in fact, you could come in without an appointment and get a chest x-ray, just stop by and talk to me or my nurse, maybe we don't need to get one.
I've talked to many people about this issue over the last few months, and I asked nearly everyone if they're optimistic we can get a handle on healthcare costs in Alaska. The answers have varied widely, but Dr. Laufer is one of the optimistic ones.
The opportunity is that Alaska is small enough and still a tight-knit enough community. By that, I mean there's communication between everybody, that we could do something truly remarkable, and that would be great. Do a better job of caring for one another. That's exciting to me.
And as for those employers at the beginning of the story who couldn't take it anymore, Premera's Jeff Davis says they're calling for new kinds of health insurance plans to control costs.
18 months ago, most of what we're working to bring out in products wouldn't have even been considered by employers. But now they're really demanding that we have tools. And they, when they see them, they might not take us up on the offer, but they might, and at least those tools will be available there.
Those new tools include limiting which doctors an employee can visit or even encouraging patients to seek cheaper treatment in Seattle by paying travel costs. Davis says it's a small piece of a big puzzle, and he says the overall goal is a simple one.
We're not going to reduce healthcare costs, but can we slow the rate of increase again back to sustainability? Can we bring our rate of increase here in Alaska to a point that maybe the rest of the country catches up eventually.
Davis and other Healthcare Commission members hope the data in the new reports will help spur a discussion and eventually action to help control healthcare costs. We'll look more closely at what those reports found tomorrow. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.